Morning. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Burglars don't take holidays. Call Standby Security. It's Triple M's Crime Watch.
Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson joins me. He's on a hat trick, actually, 2 weeks in a row. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Shawnee.
We won't get the hat trick.
No, it's a bit sad, isn't it? I'm a bit mellow, mate. Your last Crime Watch.
It is. Yeah. My last Crime. Do you want some tissues? Hold on, where are they?
Might have to pass me the box later.
I've got some right here for you, just in case.
It's just gone so quick.
It has gone very quick.
But I was just saying, I feel like I've got to know you 3 minutes at a time, mate. Between songs over about 18 months.
Yeah, that's right. It's 3 minutes every few Wednesdays over 2.5 years.
Like speed dates for it 18 has, months.
I was going to say that, but I didn't, but you did. So, okay, we'll leave that right there. Hey, Glenn, I want to talk a little bit about the conditions that we've experienced over the last, couple of weeks with the fires that have been going on. We've had fires right across the state, up in New South Wales and Queensland. It's been tragic. But here in the Goulburn Valley, there was the fire at Rochy Way. The conditions last week are very, very scary. What encouragement would you give to people that are listening right now in terms of their behaviours about, reckless fires?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a wake-up call last week, Shawnee. I think it was a rule out of the blue, wasn't it? The conditions got really extreme very quickly, and we had a bit of a wake-up call because we've had a lot of little fire starts around our area in Goulburn Valley.
Yep.
Little in the sense that they were quickly controlled, but they could have been a lot worse. And it's important. We all know about deliberate fire starts.
Yeah.
We all know it's arson, it's a criminal offence, and it's something we probably frown upon as a community.
Mm.
However, what we want to talk about today, Shawnee, is reckless fire starts. And these are the ones that can really sneak up on people because they're going about their business. They're not intentionally starting a fire, but they're doing things which put the community at risk.
Yeah, so what do you mean? What sort of things?
Things like disobeying fire restrictions, maybe you burning off when you shouldn't, campfires, maybe leaving them unattended, or burning off without a permit during the fire season.
Yeah.
And, of course, in total fire-bend days, using tools, machinery, anything in...
Slashing? Tractors and slashing?
Slashing.
Yeah.
Long, dry grass and machinery just doesn't go, especially on a total fire-bend day.
Mm-hmm.
So we call these reckless fire starts, and they can cause just as much damage to the community. They can take people's lives, they can damage property, exactly the same as the deliberate fire starts. And we treat them very seriously, and they still are a criminal offence.
Yep.
So basically, if you start a fire recklessly, for whatever reason, you may not have been conscious or aware, obviously not done it deliberately, however, you're responsible for the outcome.
And you'll be you could be charged for it.
And there's offences for it, and we will be looking to see where the fire started from.
Mm.
So a bit of a shake-up, a bit of a wake-up call after last week. We all need to switch on. Obviously, deliberate fire starts, if you see something, let us know, because we've got to get on top of this quickly. As I said, there's been a little bit going on the last week or so. We're really concerned about. Thankfully, the CFA's been on top of all of them in our area. We've been fortunate. But we've seen what's happened up in New South Wales and Rushworth that can get out of hand. So we're in it for the long haul. It's going to be a long, hot fire season. We've got a lot ahead of us.
Yeah. We're not even in December yet.
We want to get through it together, Shawnee.
In terms of the deliberately lit fires, we know they're... I've got to be careful what words I use right there. If people know some information about maybe deliberate lit, can they remain anonymous for that type of stuff as well?
Definitely another use for Crime Stoppers, Shawnee. Obviously, if you see something happening, you see flames and smoke, triple O is the obvious go-to one. Or if you see anyone in the area that's obviously up to something suspicious, triple O. Or if you have some information, something you suspect, someone that's been involved in something, even in reckless fires, someone's a bit careless about how they're going about their business, you can use Crime Stoppers.
And you can remain anonymous. I'm just picturing in a neighbour's situation where you want to maybe dob in your neighbour, he's doing something, but I don't want to create tension. You can remain anonymous in that situation right there.
And what a great time for us to have a conversation before something goes wrong. There may not be charges involved and be able to sort things out quickly. But the last thing we want to do is see people lose their life or their property and then have to chase up the people responsible. It's not a very pleasant situation all around, Shawnee.
Glenn, there is 4 days left in November, or as some people have been calling it, Movember, which is a fantastic initiative.
You're loving my big Mo over
your
the mic
Mo,
here, aren't you?
Well, I know your other half's pretty keen to get rid of your Mo, but yes. There's 4 days left. Movember, of course, is raising awareness and funds for men's physical health, but also mental health as well. Will Watkins, Troy Harganen, Matt Gleeson, and yourself. Dean Williams, is he on it? No, I haven't seen his name here on the list.
No, he's not a having a go.
Dino's not
doing it. It's the Crime Watch crew, isn't it?
It is the Crime Watch crew. How's it all been going?
All your regulars. Yeah, well, look, we're part of our the local police team, would you believe? The Movember police team.
Yep.
Yes. And we're a very competitive mob, Shawnee. We're actually, there's a Victorian Police Challenge, and our local mob's in the running.
Up against other... Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Great cause. We want to raise money for men's health, but why not help us competitive mobs and support our mows so we can knock off the other Victorian police teams in this initiative?
Yes.
So, look, if you haven't done your regular donation for Movember, which is wrapping up this week, by all means, jump on the Movember website.
And they search for your team.
Search one of our names.
Okay, cool.
Glenn Gibson with a double N, Shawnee.
Yep.
And make a donation, and that'll support our team, and we'll knock off some of these other Victorian police mobs.
Will you be getting rid of yours Saturday night at midnight?
I have to admit, I'm looking forward to it. But it's not just the itch; it's the public ridicule, Shawnee.
There you go. Search for those names if you do want to make a donation. Will Watkins, Troy Hargaden, Matt Gleeson, or Glenn Gibson there for Movember. Glenn, that is just about it. Wrapping it up.
I just want to say one more thing, Shawnee. You've been a bit of a journey with Crime Watch, and I think the reason this is important, I want to thank you, Shawnee, is that obviously with policing, we can't make the community safe without the community being involved, and that's where you've come involved, mate. You've got the community involved with the community safety, supporting the police. We've been able to share our stories, and so I think you should be very proud of what you've achieved in the Golden Valley, and I wish you all the best, mate, on behalf of the Crime Watch team.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Very, very kind words indeed. And, all of you guys have made it very, very easy for me. But that's very, very kind. And I'm going to miss you guys a lot. That's it for Crime Watch. You can catch up on this conversation, like always, if you just caught the back end of it, at triplem.com.au or through the Triple M app. Coming up after 8:30, I'm going to announce the winner of the best pizza in the Golden Valley.